You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
The following is a GoPowerCat.com production.
Well, Kansas State basketball is over. Football is in the middle of its spring. Baseball's going. Soccer's going. Tennis is going. It's springtime. But what we want to know is, what do you need from Kansas State sports next year? And we need your questions. This is the K-State Insiders.
Welcome to the K-State Insiders, your Kansas State sports show, presented by Synergy Financial Partners. Now let's go to the rolling Flint Hills, home of the Cats and Dogs studio. Here's your host, Tim Fitzgerald.
Okay, I didn't put anyone else in. I got too many things to do, guys. Yeah, I got to retweet things. Let's add Gilbert there, Big B, and you know what? Glenn's just going to be over here.
There we go.
I don't know. Yeah. The retweet, I need to make something longer, Brian. I need to give myself more time to stall.
You going
to
put me in charge of that?
No.
Okay. No.
As I mentioned here, this is the Big 12 Insiders. We're sponsored by Synergy Financial Partners.
Oh, make sure. K-State Insiders.
This is the K-State Insiders. I need spring, man.
You are all over the place today, Fitz. We are not even a minute in.
I know. And we're going to wait for some more people to get in here. But we want your questions today. If you're watching on Twitter, you probably need to pop over to YouTube at the Go Power Cat channel to ask the questions. But we're just going to kind of wing this show, since everything that we normally talk about is shut down. Maybe this will be the last one for a while. Maybe not. Maybe this will go so well, we'll do it again next week. I'm not sure. But guys, let's start here. What are you pointing at there, Gills? Question?
He already pulled up a comment.
Somebody,
technology guru. He's correct.
What did he pull something up?
It's gone now, Fitz.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
You want me to put it back up for a second?
Yeah, put it back up there.
Look, I'm so good at technology that I can put that on there.
Yes.
Yes. It's witchcraft.
How did you get your camera working a little bit ago? Did you
unplug it? I actually had to unplug it, and plug it back in, and it worked.
That's why he's a girl. Oh, hold on. We got this guy. Here you go. Any update on the transfer portal? There you go, Ryan Gilbert.
Who's Cole Carmody?
I don't know. It's just some guy. You know, the beauty of it, it could be anyone just that used his photo and name.
It could be. You never know.
So we'll get to that in a second.
Right, Cole. Now. He's supposed to be working right now.
Yeah. Go away, Cole. Aren't you teaching children? Teach some children, man. Hey, it's funny. He's watching. Hope he didn't get fired. Let's start here, guys. Now that basketball is over, Ryan Gilbert, what's a realistic expectation for this program next season?
Goodness gracious. How many times have we had this discussion?
I know. We're going to have it one more time.
I think that answer fits depends on what you get out of the transfer portal. There's a couple of big-time visitors that are here or have been here over these last couple of days, and so I'm sure we can kind of dive into that a little bit, but depends what you get in the transfer portal. I know you've got some returning pieces from last year, but Fitz, I think I might defer the answer until later on in the offseason when I know what K-State's roster is going to really look like.
Well, Brian, one of the problems with the transfer portal is, you know, you go out and you get a big athletic center, which they're working on. One of your centers on your roster might say, okay, well, I'm out of here now.
Right.
It's like a minefield. You can't seemingly take a correct step.
You can't, but I mean, that's just the way that things are in this day and age. So I think they've kind of always been that way to an extent, except there just wasn't an outlet for kids to leave.
Yeah.
Now there's an outlet, because you always felt that push, even when people were just recruiting guys to come in. You're recruiting this big time player, a big time point guard, and I'm the returning point guard, or I'm next in line to be the guy. You know, you all guys always felt that. Now there's just an outlet for people to leave. That's the only part about the transfer portal that I don't like, is that it exudes nobody wants to stick around and fight anymore. Yeah. Nobody wants to do that anymore. I'm not even going as far as some people. Well, nobody wants to work hard and earn it. I'm not saying that. No. I'm just saying that nobody, hey, I've earned the right to be here, and you can't just come in and take my position. That's my thing. Guys don't want to fight for that anymore. I'm not saying that nobody works hard. You don't get to this level and not work hard. Okay, no. That's impossible. But what I am saying is guys don't like to fight, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
It is. It really is, because in all likelihood, at some point at the new school, they're going to have to do the same thing.
Exactly. Because, again, they're the new person taking somebody else's potential job. So it is what it is.
Glenn, both KU and K-State are going through this, man. I mean, mm-hmm. And with the portal still open, this you want to be fast with the portal. You don't want to lose out on guys, but then again, you might cause problems while the portal's open. It's crazy.
It is crazy. And you're trying to make sure you get the right basketball players and make sure you get the right people behind those basketball players. And you're trying to make sure that everything you can promise them or are telling them is true, when you maybe don't know exactly what that looks like. But I think that it's just a new age of college athletics, in that, I mean, last year, Bill Self had a – KU lacked depth all year. Bill Self had a scholarship player redshirting on his bench who was not a redshirt the last few years, and Zach Clements – and Zach could have really helped him this year. It wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have started, but he would have been a nice depth piece, a big guy off the bench. But Bill said that he was going to redshirt because Zach had actually transferred away and then transferred back. And Bill was like, well, I promised these guys these minutes and these opportunities. And so I think stuff like that actually can help you in the recruiting trail. And I don't mean to get off topic there. But what I'm saying is that you're going to see coaches maybe handle some things differently in what they promise to players, and even maybe how they keep those promises to players, or what promises they make to players.
Yeah.
Knowing that there is so much uncertainty.
Yeah. It's, you've got to be vague and exact at the same time when talking to a recruit. This is vaguely exactly what I'm going to do for you when you're here, because everything changes. I mean,
right.
You know, different guys step up, who knows. Let's take the first question here. It's not really even a question, but I'll make it into a question. I think Kansas State should certainly have a softball team. I don't even think there's a question about they should have one. But I also know the reality of a new sport in means an old sport out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, pick your sport on that. But also, if Big B, we're nearing an era of employees, athletes being employees, and maybe the Title IX thing not meaning as much, if the NCAA says, hey, all you got to do is sponsor six sports, a lot of schools would do it, because then they can funnel tons of money into NIL and be very profitable, probably, because your teams will be good.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see. I think we're in for a wild summer again. I know we keep saying that, and it keeps happening, though. I just think we're in for another wild summer with realignment and conferences dissolving, and what NIL and the transfer, any rules, are they actually going to let the NCAA legislate anything? A lot of stuff going on that I think we're going to get a lot of answers this summer. I know sometimes the summer doesn't seem like it's that long of a time period, but it is. And a lot of things can get handled in that time period. I think we're going to see some of that. And I think, first of all, to answer that question about softball, you're 100% right. K-State needs a softball team. It just, period, end of story. But what do you do? Do you stop something else to do that? Because I don't think adding softball is going to do anything to the K-State athletic budget. So other than hamper it. So I don't think that's an issue or an option, I should say,
right?
At this point in time. But I don't know. I just think there's a lot that's going to happen this summer. I think we're in for a lot of changes.
And Glenn, look, at some point the NCAA needs Congress to help, because no matter what the NCAA does right now, a court will knock it down. They need the backing of Congress to, you know, do whatever they need to do. Don't ask me, folks, but there's just no stability right now in college sports. And because there's no stability, nobody's going to be adding sports right now. No, I mean, nobody.
Yeah. It's just so much unknown to the point where I don't even know where to start, and that I don't know what the rules are. And I'm not sure that most people, including maybe some people within these conferences or even schools, know exactly what the rules are or which rules are being broken. And I don't think we know what we don't know. And there's so much, I don't know that there are, you know, is there a place where you can go figure it all out? I can't imagine like getting at the compliance, like getting added to a staff right now, or even getting a new head coaching job or something like that, and trying to learn all this stuff. You know, here's what you can post and can't post, and here's what you can say and can't say, and here's who you can and can't contact and when you can contact them. So I don't know. I think there needs to be some sort of, I don't want to say rule book, but some sort of guidelines maybe. And maybe there is. I'm just not familiar, because this isn't probably a topic I would say I'm an expert in, as opposed to all the other ones in which I am. So,
yes.
Yeah.
yeah, there are a lot of that. the best shortcuts in Topeka.
Right.
Need one. He's got it. Our friend Canelio, this is so true of a lot of fans. I understand those in the know continually say the portal is the new reality of it all, but it's dulled my overall interest to an event, especially hoops. Gills?
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. It's certainly a lot to follow between, obviously, the dozens of players that are hearing from Kansas State seemingly every day. But if you're one of those people that just wants to put it aside and then come November time, look at the roster that K-State has and go from there, then by all means. But I mean, this is happening. This is part of our jobs, right? Yep. To report that type of stuff. And so it's a lot to handle, without a doubt. It's a lot to handle, but it is happening. And so it's, you know, obviously you have high school prospects. It's a 2-3 year long process, right? Where you're going through and evaluating all these schools. They have maybe more time to talk to people like us. When you're in the transfer portal, you're in there for a matter of weeks, maybe a month or two, and that's it. So everything just moves really fast. And so I get it. It's overwhelming. I feel that same exact way, but that's just how things are right now.
Yeah. Big B, this is kind of altering the sports, college sports, in a way nobody intended, but that's when you start messing with things, you get the law of unintended consequences. We're not even close to done with those unintended consequences. I mean, there is so much going on now with contacting players on other rosters, because the NCAA won't even be able to enforce that. We're just in a free-for-all for a while.
Yeah, we are. Look, it is the way things are. I know people may get frustrated with us and everybody else saying that that's the new way, but it's just reality. Now, the flip side of that is, I think fans also have to change what they do too. I'm a fan. We're all fans. And in that case, we have to change the way we look at this, because the way it used to be, where we could get behind just players and we followed them for 3 or 4 years, you know, and that was great. But at the same time, you can't do that anymore, because you get involved with the guy and he might be gone the very next year. So people ask me all the time, and I say, hey, man, you got to treat it like professional football, basketball, whatever the case, baseball. Just root for that squad. Whoever happens to be on the team that year, that's who you root for. And it's going to be different every year. I know that stinks, because it's the way that it used to be, the way it's always been, but it's not that way anymore. And I don't see it changing anytime soon. So since it's not going to change, we can be frustrated, or we can say, you know what? I can still root for Kansas State. And right, as long as I can root for Kansas State, everything is good. I don't have to worry about getting invested in players. My investment is in the school, the university, and what that has to bring. The players are just a byproduct of that. And I think if people looked at it that way, I know it's different. I know maybe people don't want to do that, but it might save you some heartache. That's all I'm saying.
Yep. And fittingly enough, as we are on this topic, reports surfacing just now that Jarrell Colbert is in from Kansas State.
Yep.
We can circle back to that in a second. I do want to touch on what you're talking about, though, Brian, because I think you're right that it can be difficult. Like, man, you can fall in love with a Skylar Thompson when he's at your school for that long, right? Like, but also I would say, like, it's not impossible. And I think when you get the right type of athletes and also the right type of people, it's very possible people will fall in love with these I would say kids. They're probably a couple years younger than me. But even when they aren't out of school for 4 or 5 or COVID year, 6 years. I mean, I look at Gabby Gregory. She was at K-State for 2 seasons, and I feel like K-State fans loved her. Marquise Noel was at K-State for 2 seasons. And when you think K-State basketball right now, at least recently, you're thinking Marquise Noel. So I think it's possible to but I think, you know, I don't know if it's they have to hit enough big shots or I think a lot of it is, the people and, like, the way they interact with the fans and the community and the way they embrace Kansas State. That if to the player it's not just a stopping point and a – you know, let me clock in and clock out for 1 year and see if I can find something better. If it's not that to the player, then I don't think it will be that to the fans. And I think it goes both ways.
I agree. Canelio with a $10 super chat, by the way, he just wishes everyone a happy Monday afternoon and be safe. We got some weather rolling through here. Canelio, thank you very much. If you want a question on here, the fastest way is the super chat. Keep button down there towards the bottom and click that and give some money to the dogs.
Give them their treat money.
Yes, the treat budget is out of control. We got like the jars full. We got another bag here, and we got more here. Now they want it. Never mind. Ignore it. Sorry.
Look what you did.
I know. But yeah, it's a mess. It really is. Gills, which I just alluded to it, and it happened. Colbert looks like he's in the transfer portal.
Yep. So, I mean, that comes as no surprise for a few reasons. I mentioned that on Wabash Station maybe an hour and a half ago. So this, you know, kind of developed over these last couple of days. There were rumors about it, and I think they were true. And obviously here he's in the portal. He just announced, or it's been announced on Twitter. And so I can confirm that he's portal bound. And so I think the writing was sort of on the wall there with Colbert when you see what K-State's doing in the portal, recruiting those big men. And this actually brings me into a point to a comment earlier here. One of those guys is obviously Terrace Reed from Michigan. He's a big, I think he's 6'10", 6'11". And so he's obviously a guy that was going to, hypothetically, if he comes to Kansas State, he's going to be competing, if not taking Joel Colbert's minutes. So it doesn't come as much of a surprise here. But I do want to pull up, if I can find it here, the comment basically just said how what's big time about two visitors. And I get the comment here with these guys coming from Michigan. Okay. The guys that were here this weekend are both from Michigan, right? Michigan won 8 games this season. Okay, guys. So I get what's the skepticism here for these guys, maybe not being big time. And that's a valid, you know, question. Was it coaching? You know, Howard just got fired or let go, whatever, this off season. And so, while you can be excited about these guys coming in here on visits, it's a fair point. You know, these guys, two prominent players on a Big Ten team, were able to contribute whatever they could to win 8 games on an entire season. And so I do think that these are exciting players coming in here. You know, if they say, hey, I want to commit to Kansas State, this staff right now, from my understanding, would gladly take them. But you do have to, you know, pump the brakes a little bit. These aren't going to be Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson type transfers where they're just going to wow you with everything they do. You know, obviously they're transferring out for a reason. And just with Reed specifically, I know that he was recruited by Bruce Weber's staff. And so he's familiar with Kansas State. I know that way back when he said he loved the facilities and stuff like that. So we'll see where these things go. That'll be more VIP stuff for our subscribers behind our paywall, but something to monitor. Back to Colbert though, you lose him. That's kind of the point there, is that they're recruiting bigs in the portal. I think initially there was some optimism that Colbert would stay, but when you look at what's going on now, with who they're going after, makes a lot of sense. And I don't know if Tang could promise, same thing happened with Ish Masood last offseason. I'm not sure if there was a promise for X number of minutes for him.
Yo, I think that in general with like portal additions, and we can talk more about Colbert and him leaving and what that means. But with additions, I think that people you get a commit. I go back, I cover K-State and KU, so I'll talk about them some. But they got the Riley Kugel kid from Florida yesterday. And I think there's people that are like, wait a minute, this guy's not going to be our best player. It's like, he doesn't have to be, man. Like, no. I think sometimes in the portal, I don't know if it's because it's new or flashy or it's because you can't fall in love with their potential like you can a high school kid because you've kind of seen that potential maybe for a couple years. People are like, want all their portal commits to be like this huge, this stud that's going to be their best player on the next year's team. And people forget, like, depth is important. Like, you need the guy that's going to score 8 points a game. You need the guy that's going to average 3 assists a game. Like, you don't only need the guys that are going to be groundbreaking first team all conference next season. And so I think that the guys on K-State's campus are, and I think K-State staff has also shown they can get the most out of players. I look at it's a limited sample size, but I look at Will McNair last year. I mean, I don't think anybody was like freaking out, jumping up and down when K-State got Will McNair as a commitment out of the portal. He ended up, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, he started a vast majority of their games, and he wasn't, again, he wasn't first team all conference. He was a solid piece for them. And so
correct.
I think of that, it doesn't have to be the most flashy piece out of the portal for it to be a solid pickup.
No, Glenn, I think you're right. I think that's part of the evolution as fans that we have to make changes, is that we have to understand that everybody isn't a lottery pick. Everybody isn't even going to play the next level of professional basketball. But that doesn't mean that they're not a good college player, and that doesn't mean they can't contribute to your team. And I think the thought process is everybody that jumps in the portal is really good and is just unhappy. And I think that either they're really good and unhappy, or they're not very good at all. So if you get a guy, it's like, okay, well, how come this guy didn't average 25 points a game? Yeah. I go, what's going on here? I'm like, because we've seen people have success in doing that. But on the flip side of that, it's like, hey, if I can get a guy in and he can give me 12 to 18 minutes a night of solid basketball, that's what I want. Mm-hmm. I go, because if we're being honest, yes, every now and then you're going to get the transfer guy that's going to be the superstar. But for the most part, the superstar, you're recruiting that guy. I go, and if that's going to be the case, then yeah, you don't have to have a team loaded. Look at UConn. I mean, look at how UConn is constructed. I mean, so they didn't do it with a bunch of transfer, with all transfers. I go, that's not how they are. They're also older. I go, and that helps. I go, but it's, I think that's the next evolution us fans have to take, is we have to understand that everybody that you get from the portal is not going to average 20 points a game. It's just, that's just not the reality.
I remember going back 2 years ago when Cam Carter and Jarrell Colbert were a couple of the first guys that K-State got out of the portal, and fans were like, huh, they're just kind of backup pieces. Now, 2 years later, people are upset, probably the same people that they're leaving. So I think they've done a good job developing both of those guys, particularly Colbert. It's a shame to see him leave. Gilson kind of wouldn't surprise me if he ends up at LSU with Cam, going back to LSU where he came from.
Right.
But we'll see what
different coach or same coach? Top of my head, I don't know the answer to that.
I think it's a
different coach.
Different coach? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, Will Wade is out of there.
Yeah, that's right. You know what? I apologize for not knowing LSU basketball because I don't follow it. But in my defense, LSU fans don't follow LSU basketball.
This is going to come across as a diss. It's not. It's just an observation. But when Cam committed there, I mean, I think it's a good spot for him, and he's going home. I know that. But my thought was, like, he played there and saw the lack of a crowd this past season. So, I mean, maybe there's an effort to rejuvenate that, and he wants to be a part of that. So, but I mean, personally, I was like, man, that place was dead.
Man, NIL money must be sweet if you want to play in an empty gym. A couple comments before we take a break. This one from D. Whitley. Yeah, I mean, if you had softball, I would want wrestling. I think this university needs a sponsor. Both of those things are huge in the high school systems, and not having them, I think, is bad. And, of course, Joe Tillery, who's always observant and does a great job, fits with the fire outfit today on a blessed Monday. Thank you, Joe.
How much did Fitz pay you to have to say that, Joe? Come on.
It's just the way it is, buddy. I'm sorry,
remember,
man.
Remember what we said about how that probably wasn't actually Cole earlier? I think that might have been your burner that you had open on the laptop next to you.
I have no comment. We'll be back after this break. You're watching the K-State Insiders. I'm Fitz. You see the rest of the gang. I won't introduce them. They're all good guys. Just don't touch Gilbert in public or private. Don't touch, just whatever.
At Synergy Financial Partners, the mission is to change the way Americans plan for their financial future. Synergy doesn't just offer you a financial plan. At Synergy, the goal is to help you find your best financial future. Learn more at synergyfinancial.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Let's head back to the studio.
Welcome back to the K-State Insiders. I'm Fitz. That is Gills, Big B, and GK. We'll get it. We'll figure it out. I don't know where we're going with that.
Work in progress.
I know. And today we're mostly taking your questions. Let's get back to them here. What do we got? Portal goes both ways. Powercat Ryan. I don't even know what it says, but I like Ryan, so let's pop it up. It goes, you can't be critical of a player leaving while also celebrating someone joining the team. I mean, right. He's exactly right. I mean, if you get a kid, the other fan base is like, well, he didn't stick around. He didn't see us through it. Mm-hmm. It's just everyone trying to survive, coaches and players and fans. I mean, just trying to adapt to these times, and it's just really difficult.
Yeah, I think it is. The one part about it is if I think fans just have a problem with the turnover. You know, they want to be able to root for guys. And I know I hit on this earlier, but it's the problem with the turnover. The coaches have a problem with the two. It's not just fans. Coaches have a problem with the two. Players don't. And it's a lot easier in basketball because than it is in football because you're not dealing with different, you know, crazy – I shouldn't say crazy systems, but just different systems. Basketball is basketball. There's five guys. There's a ball. You roll it out there and you play. You know, you can run different sets and that kind of stuff, but it's just basketball. Football is way different, and I think people get caught up because you go from one system to a different system as a quarterback or a running back receiver. You know, that can change a lot of stuff for you, even as offensive linemen. You know, it just changes everything. So the portal is way, way different in both sports, and we have to look at it differently too. You know, you can't look at the portal the same way in basketball that you do in football because, again, in basketball, you might be looking for a guy or two to plug in, and that can change your entire season. You get a guy or two in football, they can help, but they're not changing your entire season. That's not the way this thing works.
No. No.
Who's gonna be this Mike McGurl for this program, okay? Mike McGurl wasn't a superstar.
I agree.
But he stayed. He was always polite with the media. He was mature. And who's going to be that guy for this program, okay? It's not going to be Colbert, Cam Carter, right? If you're bringing in a transfer – it's not them. It's got to be a guy that's here for 5 years, right? McGurl had an extra COVID year, and he stayed, right? Is it going to be RJ Jones or Buddy Rich or Day Day Ames? It certainly can be. But at this point in time right now, and I'm not trying to take a jab at Tang and his staff or anything like that, but they're not keeping the guys that, the way that some fans want to see him, right? I see Cole here in the comments, Taj Manning. Okay, he can be that guy. Someone here, though. You know, that's the problem I think some people have with the portal is guys are just getting up and leaving. At the same time, you're just bringing in guys for 1 to 2 years. Marquise Noel, Keontae Johnson, those guys were outstanding players, but they weren't remembered in the same light for right or wrong reason as a guy like Jacob Pullen or Barry Brown, somebody that spent their entirety of their collegiate career at Kansas State.
I mean, I get that, but times are different. You're just not going to get that. And also, I also want to throw this out there. Why does K-State have to be that program that has everybody? I would think K-State fans just want to win more than they want a guy to be there 3 or 4 years. At least this K-State fan does. I wouldn't care if it turned over every single year if we were going to the Final Four and Elite Eight, if we were doing that. Because, again, my allegiance is to Kansas State. I understand that. Now, don't get me wrong. I want guys to root for. I want to get behind them and support them and all those types of things. But they've taken that away from us as fans. They've literally taken that aspect away from us. And I think the quicker we can get there as fans and say, you know what, if they've taken this away, then fine. This is what I'll do. I'll just root for Kansas State, and whoever pops in, and that's the way that it is. And like I said, if we turn it over every year and we win, I would be willing to bet that K-State fans really wouldn't care about that. The problem is how the season turned out this year.
Yep.
And people are upset because of the way it turned out this year. But if we went back to the Elite Eight, nobody would care. Nobody would even say anything. I think that's the difference. You just got to win.
I think my question would be, is that possible, though, to turn it over every year and to do that? And I don't know the answer to that, but I would say I just maybe I'm traditional or old school. There seems to be something for me from a developmental standpoint or from a chemistry standpoint of, hey, this guy's been playing with these two guys have been passing the ball to each other and been playing in this system for 4 years in a row now. And they've been practicing together. They practiced together 2,847 times because they got here the summer before their freshman year, and now they're going to graduate together. And I don't know, like, that's not to say teams can't be successful with turnovers or turnovers. Sorry to bring that up. It's not to say that or that, you know, you can't win with the portal. I think I would say you need the portal, but I think there's also something to be said for like that, those glue guys that are there long-term. I don't know if it's from a leadership standpoint or if it's from a, I don't know if it's how well they know the system, or maybe you end up getting more out of them than you thought because they, by their fourth year, they do know every single thing you expect from them, stuff like that. But I agree with you, Brian. I would, if K-State goes to the Final Four, but they have 14 new players next year, I don't think anyone will be complaining. But I don't know if that's realistic long term.
I think in basketball it could be. Football, absolutely not.
Well, yeah.
In football, you have to develop guys. You 100% got to develop guys. In basketball, I'm not saying you can get 14 new guys every year, a brand new roster, but you can bring in 4 or 5 every year and you can be fine because, again, it's just basketball. I know I'm simplifying it, but it's not like football. Football, like an offensive line, it takes chemistry. I remember just being at K-State, why they wanted me to come in the spring semester, because it took a while to get, number one, to learn the system and to gel with the other offensive linemen that you were going to play with. In basketball, you're out there moving, cutting, and either you're in a set or you're reading defense, and it doesn't matter what team you play on in basketball. If you're reading something, you're reading something. Either you can see it or you can't, and it wouldn't matter if you were playing for the Harlem Globetrotters or Kansas State. It's all the same.
I don't think I'd be invited to play there.
You would. Box wrestling, you'd be really good at that, Fitz. But I know you've talked about this a lot with Cam Carter and his maybe poor fundamentals this year, right?
Yeah.
That's on the development of him from his previous coaches, right? And so with what Big B and Glenn were both talking about, right, if you get a guy from Mississippi State like Cam Carter or Will McNair was from there as well, or LSU like Colbert, right, okay, it makes it that much more important on K-State's coaching staff right now in that offseason and also maybe a little bit during the season, but in the offseason to hammer those things home because if you're getting a guy that maybe doesn't have the proper – sort of fundamentals that you want, you've got one short or maybe two short off seasons to hammer those in. Whereas if you got a guy that comes in as a freshman and plays for four seasons, then, you know, RJ Jones may turn the ball over a little bit here. Michaela Bridge might be a little raw there, but by the time they're seniors in your program, they're where you want them to be. So Big B, you bring up good points. Glenn, you bring up good points as well. You know, again, I don't know what's the right or wrong answer here, but if you do want to be the program that brings in guys like Big B mentioned, just have them in for 1 year. K-State, I would challenge this staff to be better at hammering home just those tiny little details that led to a number of issues for this team, but most importantly, the turnovers.
Okay, let me bring this back around full circle when you were talking about the transfers and Mike McGurl, who's developing into that. K-Ned says, are you sure it's the kids always wanting to change? No, it's not. I look at a kid like Dorian.
I don't think
Dorian Finister. He reminded me of Mike McGurl in that he was kind of a late addition, wasn't really highly recruited, but when he got here, he turned out to be a great athlete, worked exceptionally hard. But now Dorian's gone. If Mike left after his second year, we would have never known that Mike could turn out to be a key cog in to keep the team going. And I don't know if Dorian would ever lift it to that level, but he went looking for a better opportunity to play. And I think there's also a temptation for coaches. It's like playing poker. I'm going to put this card back in and hope I get a new one. Right, Gills?
What type of poker game is that?
I don't know. Here, take these two. Give me two more. And then they turn out to be a 2 and a 4. Do you nothing? That's kind of like the transfer portal. You think you're hoping you're going to get some better piece, but it doesn't always work out that way. And we've seen this happen over and over again. In our short time with the transfer portal in existence, a guy that's a star at the lower level comes up and isn't a star. Another guy comes up and is a huge star, is even better. And you know, some guys go down and they're still the same player they were, you know, at a higher level. It's just crazy. So much of basketball, I'd say more than football in many ways. Well, maybe not. Is this, are you comfortable where you're at? Are you comfortable in the system? Are you able to contribute and kind of mesh together with all the pieces? You know, football, you got to be in the right system, particularly if you're a skill guy. But, you know, there's just so many more pieces at work there than a starting five. So it, I think it really sticks out when a guy doesn't quite fit the system he's in.
Yeah, and besides the system, let's just be honest, sometimes it can be addition by subtraction in from a culture standpoint.
Right.
Probably also more so in football than that, because you have so many more guys that can be bad for your locker room because there's just more players. But I think it's true for basketball too. I mean, I think there's times where coaches are like, all right, this guy's not a bad player, but his work ethic's not there. And I don't think it's like – sometimes I think when you say that, it's like coaches saying, hey, there's the door, like, you know – Hey, buddy, where are you going to play next year? Because it ain't here. Like, I don't think it's that, but I do think it's like coaches being honest with these guys. Hey, we're bringing this guy in. We'd love to have you back if you want to come back, but I want to be honest with you. Your role is going to be less than it was last year, or your role, you might want a red shirt next year. Like, coaches not like, and they may know before they have that conversation what the result's going to be, but I don't think it's like, hey, you should transfer. Maybe it is. I don't know. But I think it's more so like, I'm going to be honest with you, and sometimes it's probably a mutual agreement that it's best for you to go somewhere else.
Here's another question here, and it's a really good one from John Schaefer. Hypothetical, Keontae Johnson or Noel had another year of eligibility with the success K-State's had. Do they stay, or does NIL have that much power to drive them out, or, you know, someone else's NIL? Gills, we're not really privy to the NIL numbers. But I'm confident if there was a star player, that the NIL money would be there to hang on to him.
I think it'd be there. Yes. I don't know if that's the number one sort of issue for these players, though. Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson have dreams of going out and playing in the NBA, right? And when you're getting as old as these guys were, right? Like, you know, Marquise was a fifth year. Keontae was older. You know, you peak at a certain age, 27, 28, and you start to go down a little bit, right? You see that in pro sports, right? You're getting towards your prime. And so Marquise Noel and Keontae Johnson, okay, what do they have to gain by coming back to Kansas State for one more year? What can they prove to NBA scouts with that one extra year if they were to come back hypothetically? And quite honestly, I'm not sure if there's much more for either of those guys to prove. I think that's why Keontae Johnson came back for the one year he did, was to say, hey, my condition is healthy enough. I can play now. And then Marquise Noel, obviously, I don't know if there was much NBA buzz for him. And so I think he was just kind of playing with that extra year that he had from COVID. But if there was one more year, I doubt either one would come, not because of a money thing or a lack of an NIL thing, but these two guys have NBA dreams. If they didn't, if they had really no shot at all in the NBA, by all means, come back here. You'll make more than, I think Mike McGurl, right, was probably going to have more fun playing here than playing overseas for some, you know, German team or something like that. But for NIL money, you can make more maybe potentially than playing overseas.
Yeah, that is a big component here. And I tend to believe, my gut tells me that the way K-Staters are, they're a lot more likely to give money to the NIL to retain a player of substance than take a chance on a player in the portal, unless it's a really proven player. But then a lot of other NILs and fans with big money will be throwing it at them. So I just think K-State's NIL might be more suited for retention rather than recruiting. But I think Coach Tang learned last year that the recruiting certainly needs to have some attention put on it with the NIL, because I know K-State is less equipped in this era. And so everyone kind of needs to be rowing together to make this work.
Well, let me ask this, Fitz, to piggyback off of that. Does K-State need to change that? Like, do we need to make more emphasis on, because there's a comment over here, I don't know if you want to bring it up or if you saw it, comment that's asking, hey, Tang promised studs, you know, and said we need studs.
Right.
So does the NIL need to be more focused on getting bigger name or better players to keep them in? Do we need to change that focus? You know, I don't know what the right or wrong answer is. Clearly, the staff knows way better than what I do. I would just say, in this day and age, I think we have to do whatever it takes to an extent. I mean, you're not going to sell your soul, but I think we got to do some things to try to get better players in the door. And I think that's the one thing that sometimes, well, we want to get a guy that we want to bring him here and we got to let him develop. Okay, that's fine. But at the same time, why can't we be the school that gets the guy that's really good? Right. And it used to be that, you know, so it doesn't just have to be that we have to get a guy and he has to be here for 3 years before we even know if he's any good or not. I think if you do that, I think you're way behind the curve in trying to build a program and be at the top, because other schools are just not doing that. And you'll get passed by. But do you think K-State needs to do that? Sorry for the long-winded question. But do you think K-State needs to do that, change the focus? And that could be for any of y'all, not just Fitz. Do you think K-State needs to change that focus of NIL?
I think that's generated by the fans giving to the NIL more than what the coaches or the NIL wants. I still think K-State's a little behind in the NIL because of giving. But I also think the nature of this fan base would be being selective in giving and making sure it's going to the right purposes. A little more frugal, I don't know. But yeah, I think certainly they have to have a component in there. Hey, we need a dude at this spot, right, whether it's football, right, basketball, a dudette for volleyball. Is that a word? The NIL has to have that component to it. There's no doubt. If you want to play at the highest levels, you need to be able to go get that guy or gal.
I'll put an NIL donation in, but say it has to go to softball. I want my check back if it doesn't go towards the softball team.
I like it.
I'm going to donate to this broadcast and say this money needs to go to Dude's Treat Fund and not Daphne's.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's brutal. What's wrong with you?
Hey, she deserves it. She hates me.
Oh. Well, maybe there's probably good reason for that.
I don't know.
Just because I'm a male.
Dogs know. They know. They know. who good and evil is. They know.
She's seven. She's way too young for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Darn.
Yeah. Let me see. What else we got here? I can't see anything today, so I'm pulling these up to read them. They can evaluate talent. How about they learn to strike early and not be afraid to fight for a player they want to keep? I think we've seen them be more active here, Gills, in the early portion of this period of the portal of getting offers out there. But a lot of these players, I've been in the portal for 17 seconds and I have 53 offers. I mean, it just could be overwhelming for the kid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, K-State, real quick here, this weekend where the two visitors from Michigan came, Kansas State was playing in the Elite Eight last year. So this is where you can, the one good thing about not making the tournament is that you have the opportunity to do stuff like this, Big B.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I don't even remember what I was going to say.
That's my job.
I would like to see them maybe fill the roster earlier. I don't know that it was an issue. Like, obviously, a couple years ago, it worked out fine. And I don't want to say they lucked into Keontae Johnson, but like got him pretty late. But then it feels like the last two, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last two, like maybe July's August, we were like, we're gonna put five guys on the floor, right? Like we're gonna have at least seven scholarship players, right? And so I would like to see them fill that a little bit earlier. I understand both sides of it. I understand that they want to get the right guys. They don't want to just get the first guys or the you don't even, as of right now, you don't even know who all is going to be in the portal. So you don't want to jump all over a guy right now and then a guy that actually is way better and loves Kansas State way more in a week is in the portal. So I get it. But also, if you wait too long, you're not getting the best players. You're getting the available players later in the portal. So I think there's probably a balancing act there of not jumping over it too quickly and being like, well, shoot, maybe we could have this guy, but we already told this guy he could start.
Right.
But then also not waiting so long and being like, all right, anybody left out there?
Yeah. Right. I think it also comes down to, and I did remember what I was going to say, by the way, is that I think we have to kind of what we've talked about Fitz a couple of times in football, putting a guy on the transfer portal, and that's literally their job. And, you know, because here's the thing, as somebody, K-Ned, mentioned, Iowa State signed a guy and they were still playing.
Yeah.
You know, Gonzaga did the same thing. You know, these teams are playing and they sign guys in the transfer portal. See, and you can't tell me that they didn't have somebody that was out there scouting, looking, that is literally their job, going through back channels, whatever the case may be, to do all this stuff. I think K-State needs to invest in that. Look, I understand that we're not unlimited resources like everybody else, but K-State is also very smart with their resources. And this would be one where they need to be smart. Got to get somebody on the staff to do that because, again, it doesn't matter. You just have to sign the guys that you want to sign. First off, somebody asked about, you know, us not fighting for the guys that we want. I honestly think the staff has fought for anybody that they want. I think the guys that they wanted to keep, they kept. And the guys that they not didn't want them, but if they decided to leave, okay, you can go. That's fine. We appreciate it. Thank you. And so I think they have done that. Now it's just a matter of getting a step ahead and finding out more and just digging into this thing wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Which coach was it? I think it might have been Brad Underwood, but somebody said that
it was
two assistants were looking at the portal and only one was scouting the opponent upcoming in the NCAA tournament or something like that.
Something like that, which might explain the second half, but that's besides the point. No, he did say, though, that he thought it was ridiculous that it was open during the tournament. He talked about it. He's trying to prepare for an Elite Eight game over here, but you can't say, hey, we're in the tournament. We'll touch base in a few weeks. These guys are going to be like, all right, touch base with me when I play your team next year because I already signed. Like, so you can't hold off while you're in the tournament, and so now you're trying to prepare for the big dance and your games there. And who knows? I mean, maybe it's a parity thing. The teams that are out early and or not in the tournament then get the first official visits with the recruits in the portal. Maybe that's all their plan to make college basketball even playing field.
It's just dumb because there's literally no you telling me that it can't be open next Tuesday? That what was the difference in opening the portal when it did versus next Tuesday? Yeah. It can't open the Tuesday after the national championship game. Why? I'm curious on why we would think, or not you guys, just in general, why the NCAA would think that's a good idea, or why it's a bad idea to not have it just be the day after the national championship every single year.
One thought I have had on that is this, which is, let's just be honest, whether or not it's open, when maybe the coaches in the tournament aren't worrying about it then because it's not open yet, but the players know that they're leaving.
Sure they do. And
the coaches know who's leaving. Sure they do. At least some of them, not every player, but they know who's leaving from their roster, who they want to fill, and who they want to fill it with. I saw something on, I think it might have been the National 247 guy that said he's heard, maybe he's talking about football, but he's heard that guys, some players before they get in the portal know where they're going, and some coaches before that guy gets in the portal know who's replacing him. And so that would be my only thing. And again, that doesn't mean, that's like the age-old debate of like, oh, they're going to do it anyway, so let's just let them. Like, so I don't know, but that would be my only thing is if you close the portal, is it actually going to make a difference, or are they just going to be talking under the table instead? I don't know the answer.
I agree. You know, another story to go with how crazy the portal is, NC State has a guy coming in this week. It was previously scheduled. They'll have him in, and then after he's done touring their program, they'll go to the Final Four. I mean, it's just, oh, by the way, we got a couple games we might need to play. At least one. We're gonna go, but we'll talk to you later. It's absolutely insane. You're watching the K-State Insiders. Let's take our second break here. We'll come back and do a little wrap up, clean up any questions that might be out there. I'm Fitz, and we will be right back.
At Synergy Financial Partners, the vision is to build the world's largest consumer financial education and empowerment company. Synergy doesn't just offer you a financial plan. At Synergy, the goal is to help you find your best financial future. Learn more at synergyfinancial.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the show. Let's head back to the studio.
This is the K-State Insiders. I'm Fitz. It's Gills, Big B, and Glenn Kenley, our good friend from 27 and every other news station except one.
Only three of the four.
Yeah. Yeah. Ryan asked this again. So you're saying K-State should not only tamper, but do it as early as possible. Yeah. Yeah, because
it's not illegal.
The courts have shot it down. Everyone's doing it now.
Correct. You can't even get punished. It's not even, you shouldn't even call it tampering because it's not against the rules. So yeah, we should do it.
I almost feel sorry for the NCAA at this point. Like every rule their members have put in place, now the court's saying, oh, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, and now they can't even get 3-point circles right. So jeez. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was crazy.
I did. Yeah, that's crazy.
Guys, anything else here?
I hate Dude and Daphne. I hate them both now.
Why?
Well, apparently Big B said that dogs know when they do. You hate them, right? So, but I love Dude, but just Daphne.
Hold on, what happened? We lost Glenn.
You kicked me out for the dog.
I'll kick you out. There's Dude. Oh, that
you heard something?
That camera's gonna flutter a little bit. That's great. Okay, you're fired, Dude.
Wow. Gills hates dogs. Guess we have that.
I know.
I try my very hardest to love Daphne, and every time she just barks at me. Every time.
Well, she never barked at me. Evil.
You know, if you spent the first 10 months of your life getting your ass beaten by a daddy figure, you'd probably bark at everyone too. Okay. That's it. That's how we're going to wrap up the insiders. I don't know what
Daphne was willing to sleep with me when I was house sitting.
Mini Christmas. What's and I
rolled
you?
And I rolled over in my sleep, and she barked at me and ran away.
She's sleeping on the bed with him, and when he rolls over, she then gets upset.
Again, dogs know evil. They know evil.
Yep. I'm not willing to sell my soul for a player out of the portal for K-State, but I am willing to sell Ryan Gilbert.
All right.
We might be back next week. I don't know. We're just winging it at this point. We appreciate you watching. This has been the K-State Insider, sponsored by Synergy Financial Partners.
This has been a GoPowerCat.com and Spirit Street production. Please support this show by subscribing to this YouTube channel or follow us on your favorite podcast platform.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.